And with the energy of benevolence all around us, it makes it super easy to get into a meditative state as we prepare for hearing another message from Kryon. So we invite you to close your eyes so that you fully engage in the now moment. For this is the place Kryon transmits from. It is the energy of the now, that timelessness, that multi-dimensional place, if you could even call it a place. And as we tune in to the energy of our heart, free from all distractions, aha, now, in this place, let us welcome in Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Why do things seem like they're all falling apart? What's going on? What can I do? That is what often we are hearing. Dear ones, this particular statement comes from the group who listens to these channels, the membership here. That comes right from that list of what would you like to know? And instead of having questions about the universe, perhaps, or past lives, perhaps, the questions are getting more profound. Why is this happening? Things are falling apart. What can I do? The first thing I would love to do is take your hand. Whoever wrote that, I'd like to take your hand and tell you that this is what we spoke of. It doesn't help you right now, but this is what we spoke of that might be the perception of the shift. Humanity does not like change. It doesn't like the fact that things that seem to be unified and semi-working, even if they're not working perfectly, don't mess with them. Because as soon as they do, as soon as you pull apart one thing, it seems like everything changes. Not only that, there is a division happening. And it's not just in your politics of the country I'm sitting in. It's a division of thought, of what perhaps is appropriate and what is not appropriate. It's a division of thought about life itself, about the rights of humanity and how things should work from human to human. Even that is starting to become a split. And we told you about that as well. The actual split is not political. It's not about human rights. It truly is a old and new energy split. It's the way things used to be treated, used to work or not work, and those opinions against that which is a new idea that includes a higher consciousness that looks at things completely and totally different. That's what's happening. It looks like things are flying apart. What they are doing is reorienting themselves, repositioning, you might say, so that they are easily manipulated to a better situation. You know, it doesn't matter how many times you look at these kinds of things, you have to take things apart before you can put them together. You cannot take something that is an old system, an old way, and then said, let's just paste something on it, and it'll be different. It's never worked that way. Especially when it comes to integrity, compassion, love. This planet is starting to shift and change where those things are needed more than anything else. Well, they're not in the corporate agenda, dear ones. So you're going to see things start to shift and change, maybe even fall apart. Why are things falling apart? Why does it seem like they are? Because they are. And because they need to. Are you going to give allowance for this? The next question that always follows those kinds of things that are asked is this, is what do I do about it? Well, you've started the correct thing to do about it. You're asking about it. And you're asking in the right place. I feature love for humanity, truth for humanity. To tell you that the affirmation today, I've got your back, is right. Spirit knows what you're going through. Spirit sees the consternation of watching things seemingly fall apart. So when you're looking at all of these kinds of things, instead of feeling, well, I've never seen this before, there's got to be a problem, what's going to happen, how do I solve it? Suddenly, there is another, I would say, attitude that you could take. And maybe the attitude is something that is a little more relaxed. You could say, I don't like what I'm seeing, and it's fearful for me. But I know we're in the shift. Dear Spirit, help me. Not just to understand these things, but to get through this. Help me to get through this time where it looks like nothing is working. How long is that going to take, Cryon, is the next question. And the answer we always give is this. Humanity is in charge of the timeline for solutions and the problems. You always have been. And it has to do with how contagious higher consciousness can be. And what I mean by that is, will you be able to influence those with joy who need it? Can you influence those who are in trouble who need it? Can you be the influencer with your magnificence and your balance in times of turmoil? And most of you will say, I'm not doing a very good job at that. In fact, the question shows it. I'm wringing my hands. I'm worried. It's time to reframe wringing your hands and worried to being one who is filled with that which is a mature understanding of what truly is happening. And when that occurs, you start to relax in all of it. So then you start tuning in and seeing what's going on in the world, and instead of wringing your hands, you say, I knew that was going to happen and this is coming. It's not good. I don't like that. So I'm going to practice this compassionate action that I've heard Cryon talk about, where I start to see and envision solutions for me and for others, for my country. This is not the first time that this country has been through this. You look at civil unrest, you look at those things which are difficult and country splitting. You've gone through this before, dear ones. But this time, there are solutions coming that will stick. And that means you're not going to go backwards to where it was before and have to go through this again. Still, the question, it seems like things are flying apart. What do I do? So here we are answering it for the third time. I want you to be comfortable with what you expected. The flying apart is something that needs to happen before the putting together happens. There are so many ready to help to put this back together. Most of them are young. And so there will be a greater influence of the young people than any time in human history, to start making changes from the bottom up instead of the top down. They are the ones who will go to Congress. They are the ones who will go to the teacher positions in the schools, the principal positions in the schools. They are the ones who will be corporate heads. They are the ones who understand what that is, it means what is coming when you talk about compassion is coming. That's what's going to happen. Can you see this and relax for a moment in understanding what you're seeing is the precursor for solution? For you, especially. So you can relax and sit and be loved and understand this is not the end. It may actually be the beginning. How do you feel about yourself? Do you feel mature enough to understand this particular message? To know there is more here coming? Do you feel about yourself that you are actually able, without turning to others or taking courses, to know that you are loved and feel it so much that there is a reduction in anxiety? Why don't you do that with me now? Anyone who's afraid and asking these questions right now, let's have some solutions for you. With me, right now, I want you to take a deep breath. Dear ones, you are in the right place at the right time, loved beyond measure, we know your name. Relax. It is difficult now, but you will see in a little while why this is what it is. Relax with that which you cannot control at the moment because of the unbalance in those who are opposed to each other, trying to not put things together, but to tear them apart. This will change. Clearer heads will prevail, and you're going to see it. Can you go there? And understand it, and be okay, and be part of the solution. If you worry, if you're in fear, all of those things keep you from the light that you carry. There are so many of you who would watch this channel, who would watch this program, who call yourselves light workers. That's a responsibility. To be a lighthouse in the dark when others are wringing their hands. In order to be that lighthouse, I want you to feel the love of spirit for you and relax in that. It starts to change your life first. You relax. And other people start seeing you relax and say, how can you relax when all of these things around you are happening? And you can explain it to them. You can say, I believe this is the precursor of solution. And we just have to walk through it and not be fearful and not get excited and do our best to hold the hands of others who are crying in the night because they have no idea what you have and what you know about the love that has gone into the shift for humanity. All of these things I tell you in pure love. Dear ones, you are truly a lighthouse known by God. Relax. Let us hold your hand. And so it is.